Today we're going to continue our visit with Anthony Zukoff, who is a real bug expert.
Thank you for having me again.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about what we can do to develop those areas.
Right, and one of the things I've been trying to do is let people know that it is really tremendously easy actually to start doing things in your own landscapes, like your backyard or in your community, to benefit these pollinators. And very simply, it's plant flowers. I'm a really big native plant gardener. I've planted my yard out with a bunch of pollinator-friendly plants. Doesn't matter how small it is. If you just start a small garden, you can really do a lot of good. The important point is you want to plant native plants. So plants that are native to North America have, you know, they grow well in our climates already in our growing conditions. They've developed throughout the years with these insects that rely on them, and they generally perform really well in our landscapes. It's important to know that the native plants are typically more rewarding to the pollinators than, say, a lot of the exotics from Asia and Europe that you could find at the stores. So whenever possible, I really highly recommend planting native plants. So if you get a garden started this season for pollinators, you're going to see benefits immediately in your own yard with the diversity of butterflies and bees and things like that.
Talk to me for a minute about the butterfly highway.
Yes. So last year, there was a couple plans initiated, really large-scale plans through the White House's national strategy to promote the health of honeybees and other pollinators. And also the USDA has implemented a monarch habitat development plan. And both of these plans aim to restore or create habitat for pollinators in large scales through a huge corridor in the country, basically from Texas all the way up to the Great Lakes. And the USDA plan in particular targets 10 states that are critical in the monarch migration. And of those 10 states, three are targeted as a southern high plains region, which is Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, three important states when the monarchs are leaving Mexico to journey north in the spring. So these are two really large-scale efforts that are going to be in place, and it'll take multiple years to really get going and see results. However, in the meantime, I really like to stress to folks that it's going to be small-scale efforts that really will make a difference and kind of fill in these gaps between the large-scale plans. And so these small-scale efforts include planting a garden in your own backyard, get your neighborhood together and have a bunch of folks plant gardens in their backyards. And through all these little small patchwork pollinator gardens, you'll create one large habitat.
Let's finish up our talk today with you giving us Anthony's favorites.
All right. Well, some of my favorite plants that are great for the southern high plains and extremely attractive to pollinators include, one, milkweeds. Not only are they excellent for pollinators, but milkweed plants provide the needed reproduction sites for monarch butterflies. Mm-hmm. So the caterpillars only develop on milkweed, of course. Aside from milkweed, blazing star, that's a really great group that is very showy in the landscape, very good for pollinators. Goldenrods are another favorite of mine. They bloom in the fall, and that's important to have fall blooming species for pollinators. And then also a group in the mint family called bee balms, a really great addition to a landscape and great for pollinators.
Anthony, thank you very much for being here the last 3 weeks and talking about pollinators and their importance. People that are listening can go to our website, hppr.org, and get lots of information. So hppr.org is your first start on the pollinator highway.
Thank you for having me, and I hope our listeners will go out and plant a garden this year.